Good morning, my friends. For the next several meditations, I'd like to offer you some thoughts about what it takes to pursue a spiritual path in life with mindfulness. One of the Zen teachings is that this path requires three things: great faith, great doubt, and great determination or perseverance. Qualities of character that are echoed by many spiritual traditions, including Christianity. Today we'll be talking and meditating with the idea of great faith. Hebrews 1:11 tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is a conviction that life continues and grows, and that there is a path in our spiritual movement on which we can travel with that assurance, if we're willing to assume it. Faith is a kind of mysterious force, sometimes seeming at odds with our logical and practical way of approaching life. But great faith can be a true lifeline, especially when in times of discouragement, cynicism, anxiety, or doubt, or just plain uncertainty, which is very much with us during this time. Everyone has faith in something. This is the way that John Dido Laurie puts it, my second spiritual teacher in the Zen tradition. In reality, there's nothing anyone can give us. There's nothing that we lack. Each one of us is perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But this truth must be realized by each one of us. Great faith, great doubt, and great determination are three essentials for the spiritual path of realization. So let us sit for meditation together today, finding your comfortable position in the support of the chair underneath and around you, grateful for that support, as for the breath going in and out of our bodies, aware of it. As you rest your hands in your lap, breathing gently and noticing how the breath moves into your body and out again in the rhythm that it knows so well without any help from you. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. Allow your body to settle in with this practice for the next minute. You may notice it getting heavier. Or more settled in. And as you breathe, turn your mind towards the question, in what do I have faith? Why do I get up in the morning? And what do I believe about it? I'm here for a reason. I trust that I can learn and grow. I trust that other people are worth the struggle and capable of healing. I trust in the basic goodness of all creation, and that every situation is workable in its own way. Reflect with yourself on what does great faith mean to you in your daily life? And how does that experience of hope and faith affect you when you have it? In what do you have faith that gives your life daily meaning? Can you assume that things hoped for but not yet seen can come about? Breathing gently, choosing an idea or a question on which to focus your awareness for the next minute or two. One that you've just heard, or something in your life where faith is not easy but is required. To come here is an expression of faith in the practice of mindfulness and in the hope that we might be touched by something of a creative force or something that carries the love of God into your heart to strengthen that faith. What it means when Dido says that each one of us is perfect and complete, lacking nothing, is that we enter mindfulness practice complete in our capacity to be here, but limited as of yet, and maybe always, in our ability. And so, we practice. We enter practice with some trust and some faith in the unfolding spiritual process of this life we are given to live. As you go out today, have faith in basic goodness of our nature. Look for evidence for what it is in which you have faith, and be aware that even in great faith, there is doubt. In fact, it takes great faith to even have doubt. So go out and look for evidence of things unseen, and let yourself be assured that they exist, that they are working for good, working for all of us, and that you are called to be a part of that in any way that you can. Breathing. Opening your eyes. Namaste. Amen.